You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Angela Mueller in the Albany Business Journal reports that the New York Attorney General's office wants Charter Communications, Inc. to improve Time Warner Cable's service record in the state. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office sent Charter CEO Tom Rutledge a letter June 8th saying they hope the merge will help to, quote, clean up Time Warner Cable's act and deliver the quality internet service New Yorkers deserve and have long been promised, end quote. Charter's $78.7 billion acquisition of Time Warner Cable was approved last month, but New York's Public Service Commission required Charter to upgrade broadband speeds and expand broadband services to rural areas. Read the full story in the Albany Business Journal. Time Warner Cable reports Senator Kathy Marchione, Republican from Half Moon, who represents Rensselaer County, does not want to hold hearings about poisoned water in towns she represents. Quote, once it was classified at the state level, we couldn't have moved any faster, end quote, Marchione said of the drinking water contaminated with PFOAs in Hoosick Falls. Assemblymember Steve McLaughlin, who represents the area in the other legislative branch, held a Twitter war June 8th about the lack of hearings. Quote, apparently we're the leader in not telling people that their water is tainted because that's what went on here. It's a cover-up, end quote, McLaughlin said. Marchione, who does not want hearings, did say, quote, we need to figure out what we've got in our water. We need to go forward and try to get it out of the water because people's health is of the utmost importance, end quote. The article did not say what exactly Marchione recommends to help the water crisis in her area. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Dan Nosowitz in Modern Farmer predicts a shortage of northeastern-grown stone fruits, peaches, nectarines, apricots, plums, and cherries, after a warm winter had the fruits opening early, with two later deep freezes damaging the crops. Quote, things like peaches, apricots, they start to come out pretty quick as soon as it gets warm out, says Stephen Clark of Prospect Hill Orchards in Milton, New York. The article predicts poor crop yields of stone fruits from New Jersey to New Hampshire. Clark says his Cortland, Mutsu, and Jonagold apples were damaged. Quote, we've never had anything like this as long as I can remember, end quote, said Rick Lawrence of Lawrence Farms Orchards in Newburgh. Quote, I'm 60 years old and I can't remember anything like this. Read the full story in Modern Farmer. Jordan Carleo Evangelist reports in the Albany Times-Union that 20-year-olds in Albany County can fight in the Army but can't buy tobacco in their own county. On June 8th, Albany County became the third county in New York to ban the sale of tobacco products and e-cigarettes to anyone under the age of 21. Quote, this law will help get the message out that smoking kills and that we are working to enhance public health and help save lives, end quote, County Executive Dan McCoy said. Most Democrats voted for the bill. Four Democrats joined most Republicans in opposing the bill as the bill passed 24-13. Suffolk County on Long Island and Chautauqua County in western New York are the other counties banning tobacco sales to adults under 21. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update.